Ragtime was the first musical style that had a clear mix of European and African influences to become really popular in the US. It was a really critical first step in this new direction that American music was setting out on, one that continued throughout the 20th century with jazz, rock and roll, pop, hip-hop, and so on. So to be more precise, ragtime took the American military march, which was popular and widespread in the second half of the 19th century, but added melodic syncopations native to Africa, resulting in a new style with a totally different feel, and these melodic syncopations really opened up a can of worms, musically speaking. Here's a march you probably know by John Philip Sousa. The Stars and Stripes Forever. Ragtime would take this marchy left-hand pattern, alternating between bass and chord. Bass, chord, bass, chord. Also called the chuck by pianists. Notice that it's very steady and rhythmically square. But unlike the march where the emphasized melody notes happen at the same time as the left-hand notes, reinforcing that squareness, in ragtime we displace some key melody notes so they either anticipate or immediately follow the left-hand notes for a totally different effect like this. That would be Stars and Stripes then as a rag. Now, classic ragtime, like classic American marches, use classical European harmonies, and are also very highly structured and segmented into these 16 or 32 measure sections that are relatively self-contained and typically repeat. But for me, what makes ragtime ragtime, what's really essential to it, has nothing to do with the structure so much, but is really all about that syncopated melody over a more or less unsyncopated bassline. Now, syncopation was not uncommon in Western music before ragtime. Let's hear a little snippet. That was the beginning of Dvorak's Carnival Overture. It's the second note there that jumps out at us as the syncopation. But syncopation was not typically a key element of a melody through an entire phrase, movement, or an entire piece as it is in ragtime. And it's a similar regularity of syncopation that takes hold also in jazz and later rock and roll and pop. So if you put a marching bass line to just about any rock song, it'll sound like ragtime. For instance, that was the Beatles' Here Comes the Sun, but again, as a rag. Let's get a more recent example going in the background, shall we? There we go, Someone Like You by Adele. Now, just as with rock and roll and with so many stories in American history and culture, ragtime is another example where a largely African-American cultural innovation was co-opted into white culture without the original innovators necessarily reaping the benefits. So the racial politics of ragtime are complicated to say the least, but I'll leave that as a subject for another time. You see, I told you, it works for just about any rock song, pretty much. That is Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Up next, we'll dig a little deeper into syncopation. What it is, and why it's so intoxicating. When done right, of course. Okay, that's just not ragtime anymore.